Hello, everyone, and welcome to 92.1 KMZA, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network. It's our Week 8 Coaches Shows. Here we're joined by head coach of the Centralia Panthers, Roger Holthaus. The Centralia Locker Room Chat is brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, Community Healthcare System, and Helena Agra Enterprise. The Centralia Panthers are 6-1 here on the season, 3-0 finish here in the league, and they are undefeated in district play, but they will face another undefeated district foe this Friday. It was a district title last season, and it's a district title this season. It's the Riverside Cyclones here this Friday, but before we get ahead of ourselves and talk about that matchup, let's talk about the game last Friday here for the Panthers. A 16-0 win over Troy, both touchdowns coming from the first and the third quarter. Coach, what can you tell me about the game last Friday?
They got the ball first, and they went on a pretty lengthy drive. It took about 6.5 minutes, and we end up stopping them inside the 10, and we get the ball, and then we finish the quarter out and score. And then second quarter, we got a couple long drives. Neither team scored, but there's some couple long drives in there that neither team could capitalize on certain things. Third quarter, we get the opening kickoff, and we take about 8.5 minutes off the clock. I think it's about a 15-16 play drive, and stuck in the end zone with about 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. So, yeah, and then the end of game, Kieran, and we did a great job of, we got the ball, we stopped, we got the ball back with 5.5 minutes, and we ran the clock out. So, you know, offensively, there was a lot of points, but I thought we did a great job offensively of really keeping the ball away from Troy. And so, you know, the offense did a good job there. And then defensively, I thought we did a good job just getting on big men, but they never broke. So very proud of both sides of the ball.
Well, kind of looking at your team here as a total in the season, you've outscored opponents 174-71 on the season. You look at the last four straight games with four straight shutouts there, including that forfeit victory over Horton. So you kind of look at it, your team defensively has looked just kind of mildly impressive. How was that performance there last Friday against Troy?
Again, I thought we did some great things. I would like us to get off the field just a little bit quicker. You know, and we get the third down and 3 or 4, I like to see us get a stop and get it back to our offense. But, you know, they credit to the defense. They hung in there and they withstood some stuff. And we was able to get them stopped. And, a couple times it was inside the 20 going in. And we held our ground and did a good job of stopping. So defense has been playing well.
Well, then here real quick, we talked about the defense. Let's go ahead and just kind of chat real quick about the offense. Of course, I'll defer. Just being a great quarterback here behind the system, you know, what was the offense for you last Friday in that victory?
I think the offense, you know, I think one thing we did, I thought we got a lot better at, and we did, and we have in the last few games, is we didn't have a lot of mistakes. We didn't have a lot of penalties. I think we had one penalty, which is an offside on defense, and then I believe we had a holding call. We've been averaging about 9 penalties, and I think we only had 2 against Troy. So I got much, much better where we was able to keep the drives alive and stay ahead of the chains and eat that clock up and keep Troy's offense. So Troy's offense is pretty good, and we was able to keep them off the field. So I credit our offense for doing that. But I think the big thing here is the penalties. We didn't have near as many penalties as we did in previous games.
Well, it's a district title championship here on the line this Friday between the Riverside Cyclones and the Centralia Panthers. We'll talk about the matchup here coming up right after this on the MSU Sports Radio Network. Continuing here on the MSU Sports Radio Network, our coaches' shows here with head coach Roger Holthaus of the Centralia Panthers. The Centralia Locker Room Chats brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, Community Healthcare System, and Helena Agra Enterprise. The Centralia Panthers here, 6-1 on the season, 3-0 in the league, undefeated in the district, but they face a team with similar categories there. Of course, undefeated in district as well. It's a class 1A district for district title here on the line this Friday. This is a huge indicator here for, you know, seeding in the playoffs and, you know, where, how many road games you can hold here, of course, going into the postseason. But Coach Roger Holthaus, what can you tell me about this matchup here against Riverside, of course, having it here at home to end the season?
Well, you said it right at the end. Last time we was playing a home football game was September 12th. It was our homecoming. So it's been a while since we played here at Centralia. So I think I'm excited. No, I'm excited about it. I think the kids are excited about it. We don't have to get on a yellow bus and travel somewhere. So I'm really, really excited about that. And Riverside's a great team. They're well coached, got some size to them, a little bit of speed to them. A very, very, very good football team. So we're going to have our hands full Friday night.
So you don't have to sing the yellow bus, the wheels go round and round. You get to at least get the home game this time to end the season.
We're not getting on a bus Friday night.
Yeah, and you mentioned that last season, that was actually an away game for you against Riverside. And again, you came out on top of that 34-28. What can you tell me about this team compared to last season? What are you seeing on the film?
They're very similar. I think they're going to try to run the ball. The quarterback's good enough to throw it against the receivers. They got a little bit of speed to them. So we're going to have to, we're going to have to communicate really well defensively. And I think we got to use the same approach we did against Troy, is, go on those long drives, eat time up, shorten the game down, and keep their offense off the field. So I think that's going to be a key for us Friday night.
Well, you look here at this team, it's kind of similar to you in the way that, you took your loss against Mid-Buchanan. Since then, you've won 5 straight games. Riverside, similar story. They lost their first game of the season against the number one ranked Jackson Heights team in Class 1A, 21-0. Since then, they've won 6 consecutive games. How are you going to stop the momentum on that side of the ball from carrying on here to this Friday?
That's a good question. I think we got to play, we got to be smart defensively, and we got to communicate defensively and be sound defensively and don't blow coverages. And bottom line is, I think we got to tackle well. I thought we tackled well last week, but we got to continue to tackle well this week, defensively and offensively. We got to lock on a block, back there, read the holes and get in the hole and get out, because that hole is not going to be open very long. Because they're pretty good defensively. So, I think that's sometimes it comes down to big games like that, is doing little things right, such as blocking and tack. And that's probably what's going to come down to who wins the game Friday night.
Well, it's the last game of the regular season, as you mentioned. Is there any other keys here or big factors that are going to come in here to this matchup to potentially get that win and win that district title again?
I think it just comes down to, again, doing the little things right, communicating on both sides of the ball, and then just go have some fun when we're out there. I mean, that's what we're here for anyway. And go have some fun when we're out there, and we'll see what happens. But, play as hard as you can, and the wins and losses will take care of itself.
Well, Coach, again, thank you for joining us, and I should say we'll see you Friday, as it'll be our game of the week here on 92.1 at KMZ. Again, Coach, thank you here for joining us here this Wednesday.
Thank you very much.
That was head coach Roger Holtow, so the Centralia Panthers. Again, the Centralia Panthers here finishing out the regular season with a home game against the Riverside Cyclones for another district title here this season. It's our 92.1 KMZA game of the week as well. Pregame coverage starting at 6:30 p.m. Be sure to be there and be square for a district title matchup here to end the regular season on the MSU Sports Radio Network, Centralia against Riverside.